父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
前两天我在收音机里面听到关于这个父亲节，很多人就做广告了。
There's a lot of ads about Father's Day sale now.
我听见一个花店做广告。
And there's a flower shop.
他的广告怎么做的呢？
Have this kind of commercial.
他话扯得很远呢、啊。
He just long wind about it.
他一开始就讲到女权运动如何的成功。
First of all, he's congratulating the success of the feminist movement.
他们说你们成就了哪些哪些哪些大事。
He said, oh, well, you accomplished quite a bit of.
所以到了现在，女孩子也可以跟男孩子买花。
And so that now the girls can start buying flowers for the boys.
我想想，这花店真很聪明哈。
And I think this is really clever for the flower shop to.
然后底下他说了一句，他说你们知道吗？男人也很喜欢。
And then they say, well, you know that the men like to receive flowers too.
我想今天我们做招待的弟兄姊妹们一定没有听见这广告。
So I think that today's usher must not probably never heard about this commercial.
因为母亲节，我看每一个母亲都拿到花。
Because for Mother's Day, we all have flowers.
还有多的花给父亲们。
And we even have more flowers than we need, so we gave some to the fathers.
还有多一个花给儿女们。
And some little kids even got flowers.
所以人人有花。
So everybody's got flowers.
今天人人无花。
But today nobody's got any flowers.
但是这里面讲到说是好像男女地位今天在这个世纪社会上面非常的混淆。
It seems that there's a confusion about different roles of men and women.
我看什么事情女人都能做。
It seems that women can do all kinds of things.
好像男人给比下去了。
And it seems that the man was being threatened.
尤其天生男人就不会生孩子。
Especially, that men cannot give birth to kids.
所以现在男人地位非常低落。
So now the men are having a lower position.
今天我要为男人讲几句话。
Today I want to say something for men.
不过我看现在的思想非常的进步啊。
But today we all have a pretty modern concept.
我看见世界日报上有一篇小说。
In the Chinese newspaper, there's a one novel. World Journal, there's a novel.
有一篇文章叫做《袋鼠男人》。
There's one is called the Kangaroo Man.
我读的时候很带着兴趣来读这篇文章。
And I read it with great interest.
不是因为他文笔好或坏的问题。
It's not because he is a very good writer.
而是这个想法会不会正是现在许多人的想法。
And I was just wondering whether that would be that would have a lot of a response from other people.
因为好像我们现在觉得科学的发展各方面的文明对一些古老的观念需要通通打掉。
It seems that because of this advancement in technology and science, we have to get rid of a lot of old concept.
如果神造人不是让男人来生孩子。
Now, if God created man, but man does not give birth to kids.
能不能用科学的方法让男人在身上怀孕？
Is it possible for men using scientific method for them to conceive and give birth to children?
所以这篇文章的名字叫《袋鼠男人》。
So that was a fiction. Is the topic is Kangaroo Man.
他不读文章，所以他不晓得名字是什么。
My wife doesn't read Chinese newspaper, so she doesn't know.
但是另外一方面，当女权运动这样高涨的时候，也有一些反弹。
But yet there are some different kind of a response from this feminist movement.
现在二十几岁的这些年轻的妇人们。
For those young ladies, 20 some years.
因为他们很感谢在六十年代，就是像我们这样现在四十几岁的妇人们，跟他们打下来的江山跟天下。
At one hand, they really are glad that in the 60s that.Those 40-ish women have fought out this territory for them.
但是他们现在说我们有个选择，我们宁愿情愿进回到家庭里面。
But now they say, but we do have a choice. Many of them say, we do want to go back to the homes, to family.
因为家庭是我们的享受。
Because in the family, in the home, that it's our enjoyment.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，人对于那些现实环境。有许许多多的说法，各种学说。
So there's all kinds of thoughts and theories about the current situation.
神也允许人创造各种的学说。
And God allowed us to have all kinds of theories and thoughts.
圣经却是不改变。
But the Bible was never changed.
东风吹来，右边西风，右边南风，右边北风。
The wind just blow every way.
但是有一天，神的话语你看见它安定在天，永不改变。
But one day when you read God's word, it was there, would never change.
所以今天我们还是要看看圣经里面对于父亲的角色是怎样的定位。
So today we want to study the Bible to find out what the Lord said about the role of a father.
请大家看创世纪第十七章。
Let us turn our Bible to Genesis 17. Genesis 17.
神对亚伯拉罕说话。
God speak to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕第一节，年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”
Verse 1-3. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him.I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you succeedingly.
我们第三节以后，请大家弟兄姊妹一起来读第三节、第四节。
Let's read together verse 3 and 4.
请我们第三节、第四节、第五节，我们一起读。
Verse 3, 4, and 5. Let's read it together. And
亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说：“我与你立约，你要做多国的父。”从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰要叫亚伯拉罕因为我已立你做多国的父这里神把亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕
Here the Lord changed the name Abram into Abraham
亚伯兰是什么意思呢
What does Abram mean?
亚伯兰的名字就是高大的父亲
It means a tall and mighty, high father High and mighty father
亚伯拉罕的名字是什么意思
But what does Abraham mean?
他的名字意思叫做多国的父亲
It means the father of a multitude of nations
这个名字改变有什么意义
Now, what's the significance of this name change?
这个最明显的改变就是亚伯兰成了多国的元首成了许许多多国家的民族的起头
It really appeared later on Abraham indeed became the father of a multiple
他不仅是以色列就是犹太人的祖先
Not only Abraham become the ancestor of Israel
他也是以实玛利跟现在许多亚拉伯民族的祖先
He is also the ancestor of Ishmael, the Arab countries
并且神最重要叫亚伯拉罕蒙召的原因是什么
And most importantly, the reason that the Lord called him
神给亚伯拉罕立约的目的是什么
Now, and the most important
他要借着他来祝福许许多多的民族
is that the Lord want to bless all nations through him
圣经说万国要因你得福
because in the Bible it did say that all nations shall be blessed
你的责任是什么
now so what is the responsibility of a father
父亲的角色是什么
and what is the role
这个地位所产生的果效是什么
now what is the effectiveness of the position of father
头一个父亲是一切供应的源头
first of all father is the source of all supply
他称为供应者
because he was called the provider
今天我们明白地上的父亲的责任
we all know the responsibility of our earthly father
我想邱弟兄也知道父亲责任是什么
and my brother Chu fully understand the father's responsibility
在这里每一个父亲都知道他的责任是什么
and I believe all fathers here knows their responsibilities
他需要不仅供应三餐在桌上面
Not only have to provide three meals on the table
还要供应一个屋顶给全家人遮盖
Need a roof to shelter the whole family
现在更麻烦了更复杂了
Now even more complicated
孩子弹琴要给他车子送接送孩子上学开车送他
And the kids has to, you have to take them to the school You have to take them to have the piano lessons and all that
也许一直要到十六岁他可以开车为止
Maybe until 16 when they can drive
但是等到开车你还供应他一辆车子
But then you have to supply them with a car
所以这个供应是无限的供应
So this providing is just will never end
对于儿女来讲父亲就是那个无限供应的源头
And for children indeed father is the source of that is that provider
但弟兄姊妹在属灵上面更加重要的一件事情
But,Spiritually, there's even one thing even more important.
父亲应当是一切属灵供应的源头。
Father should be the provider of all spiritual blessings.
神要叫父亲祝福他的儿女。
God wants the fathers to bless the children.
就如亚伯拉罕要祝福他的所有的子子孙孙一样。
Just like Abraham will pass up the blessings to all the end, to all the descendants.
因为亚伯拉罕在神的面前，神与他立约，叫他做完全人。
Because God has set up this covenant with Abraham that Abraham will be blameless before God.
所以神就叫亚伯拉罕祝福了以撒。
So Abraham's blessing will go to Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕祝福了以撒，以撒也祝福了雅各。
And because this blessing come to Isaac, and eventually Jacob received that blessing.
因为雅各的缘故，祝福了以色列十二个支派。
And because of Jacob, all 12 tribes of Israel were all blessed.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在家庭中间，父亲有什么祝福给儿女呢？
So today in our family, what kind of blessing can a father pass out to his children?
一个真正能够祝福他儿女的父亲，乃是从神那里领受。不断丰富供应的人
A father who can really bless his children, who can receive all the richness and blessings from God first.
所以我听说有些弟兄姊妹们在家里面，他们父亲负起了责任，每一个礼拜有家庭礼拜。
So I heard with really a grateful heart that there's some family have their father having a weekly Bible study together.
我想这个父亲是负起了他的责任。
And so I believe this father really shoulder the responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们，神愿意每一个家庭中间有一个家庭的祭坛。
You see, the Lord is really pleased if we have a family altar in our homes.
而父亲是这个家庭里面祭坛的祭司。
And the father is the priest in this family altar.
我们应当这样。
It should be so.
天主教里面叫他的祭司叫做神父。
In Catholic church, they call their priest father.
这个名字的来源就是这样来的。
And that is the reason why.
因为神喜欢叫父亲做一切需要的供应者。
Because the Lord wanted father to be the provider of all things.
神自己也是一切属灵源头的供应者。
And God Himself is the source of all provision.
他的创造供应了一切
His creation
他的救赎也供应了一切
And his salvation that supplied all
并且今天救恩的经历在我们里面成为真实生命的力量
And indeed that the experience becoming so real in each one of us
很多人忽略了属灵的供应只是觉得说我做父亲我供应你所有物质的需要就可以了
And some father neglected the spiritual blessing It just say as long as I provide you with material things and that's enough
今天我是对已经在教会里面信主的弟兄们说的。
Today I'm speaking to those fathers who have already received the Lord in the church.
那些没有尽到这份责任的人。
Those who have not fulfilled this responsibility.
有一天要看见说他的儿女不受他属灵的影响。
Then one day he will realize that their children will not be affected in the spiritual things.
需要很大的力量去改正他。
And you just have to spend so much more effort in order to influence them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果神要父亲们做一切的供源头的供应。
So since God wanted the Father to be the source of to be the provider,
我们更应当注意属灵的事情。
We should even pay more attention to the providing spiritual blessings.
这个供应怎么供应的呢
？Now how do we do it?
是借着神要叫我们做一个榜样 ，example.
Through an exemplar.
父亲也应该是一个榜样。
A father is an example.
所以这里神与亚伯拉罕立约说你要做完全人
So that's why God asked Abraham to be blameless
这一个完全人的护照是神因为要借着亚伯拉罕表明他在他身上的工作
And this special calling to be perfect is a special calling to those fathers
一个爱主的父亲应当产生属灵的儿女
A father who loved the Lord will eventually give birth to provide this example. A loving father will keep the family in harmony.
一个有幽默感的父亲应该在家里面制造许多轻松安逸的时候。
A humorous father will provide.Very nice and easy and joyful time in the house.
一个有智慧的父亲可以救他的儿女脱离许多的危机。
A wise father can save the children from all kinds of crises and all kinds of traps.
弟兄姊妹，我说的事情都是跟属灵事情有关系。
Now all I'm saying is I'm pointing at the spiritual things.
也跟我们日常的生活有关系。
And of course, that also include our daily lives.
因为神要把他生命放在我们每天的生活里面。
Because God really wants to put His life in our daily lives.
当我们学会做榜样的时候，我们对儿女的教导就不是那样难。
When we learn to be a role model, then it's not too hard to teach our children.
这就是说，神要在我们身上先借他的光照，圣灵的工作，叫我们的蒙益处。
Because God can work in us first.
当我们有了属灵的经历之后，我们才能够指教自己的儿女。
When we have this spiritual experience, then we can teach our children.
所以常常我们发现。
So a lot of times we found out.
一切我们所经历的那些难处压力都不是损失。
All the difficulties, all the pressure we went through, they are not lost.
而是一种变相的祝福。
And actually it was a blessing in disguise.
因为神要借此叫我们得到智慧。
Because from through this, God will give us wisdom.
神要借此叫我们得到忍耐。
And God will give us patience.
神要借此改变我们的个性。
And then God can change us through all that.
这就是神在我们身上的工作。
And that's the work that God is going to do in us.
因此，大卫在诗篇里面说：“让我来指教我的子弟。”
So that David in the Psalm saying, "Let me teach my children."
在诗篇三十四篇里面，他对他的儿女们说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。”
So that in Psalm 34, he said that come and taste of God of the Lord, the sweetness of the Lord. Then you shall know it's sweet and
He is good.他说投靠他的人有福了。
Because it's blessed are the ones that come before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫对所罗门的影响是什么？
So the influence of David to Solomon.
也许有一件事情可以证明。
The influence that we can see.
就是所罗门在他就位的时候，头一件去求神给他智慧。
That we can see is that when Solomon became king, the very first thing he asked from the Lord is wisdom.
这就是大卫给他的影响。
That is the influence he received from his father.
我说这句话不是随便说的。
I'm not saying this just casually.
因为诗篇里面有一篇叫做所罗门的诗。
Because in the Psalm there is a chapter is the Psalm of Solomon's.
但是所罗门的诗最后一句说，大卫神啊，这个耶西的儿子大卫的祷告到此完毕。
But the very last verse of that Psalm says that the prayer of the son of Jesse, David, will end here.
弟兄姊妹什么意思？
Now what does it really
mean? 怎么是大卫的祷告呢？
How come in the Psalm of Solomon, it indicated the prayer of David?
那就是说大卫的祷告成了榜样，让所罗门写了诗篇。
It clearly indicated the prayer of David influenced Solomon, and that became his own psalm.
所以弟兄姊妹们，每一个父亲都需要在神的面前有榜样。
So every father should be an example before the Lord.
我们每一件事情都会对神、对自己儿女产生影响。
Because everything we do will have some effect in our children.
等到孩子们稍微长大一点，到十五六岁，你就知道他们的小眼睛可是亮晶晶啊。
When the kids grow up to be like 15, 16, then you really realize that their eyes are so clear.
他们看见父母身上一切的软弱，一切的失败。
Because they can clearly see all the weaknesses, all the failures in their parents.
只是有时候不太容易看见父母的成功。
And sometimes it's a little bit hard for them to see the successful part, the side of their parents.
不太容易看见父母的忍耐。
And very hard to realize the patience in their parents.
更不容易看见父母的智慧。
And even more so, cannot realize the wisdom in their parents.
但弟兄姊妹们，父亲总应当为他的儿女预备属灵的榜样。
But still, the parent, the father should be the provider as a spiritual example.
第三点，父亲的责任是什么？
The responsibility of this father.
在希伯来书第十二章里面这样告诉我们。
In Hebrew chapter 12.
请我们打开希伯来书十二章，我们读一下。
Let's turn our Bible to Hebrew chapter 12.
这里讲到说，第五节。
Verse 5.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，也鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。”
Verse 5 through 6, and you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of thy Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
第七节和第八节，我们一起来读。
And And he scourges every son whom he received. And let's read together verse 7 and 8.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是死子，不是儿子了。所以弟兄姊妹们，父亲的责任是什么？
So the responsibility of a father,
父亲的责任是管教,
is to discipline.
他是一个训练儿女让他长大的。
He is the one to discipline the kids so that they can chastise her.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在教会，在家庭里面，我们应当父亲负的管教的责任。
So in our family, the father should be the chastiser.
很多时候我看见家里面，我自己有时候这样看。
A lot of times, we talk to our wives and look at your kids. Now, do something.
弟兄姊妹们，其实父亲应当负的这个责任。
But actually, father should be the one who's responsible.
母亲如果是爱的表现跟象征。
If mother to be the symbol of love and care.
父亲的爱却应当表现在管教上面。
And father's love should be shown on discipline.
所以我们中间。在今天很多的家庭出了问题。
So today, there are a lot of families have problems.
你知道美国的婚姻大破产。
You see, there's a great, there's a total bankruptcy of the marriage system in this society today.
许多的家庭是单亲的家庭。
A lot of families is from single, have only single parents.
很多家庭它不是单亲的家庭。
And many are not.Just single parents.
他也不是双亲的家庭。
And it's not just two parents.
他是三亲的家庭。
They have three parents.
或者四亲的家庭。
Or four parents.
有时候五亲六亲搞得不清不楚。
Sometimes,
five or six.
But that's a mess.
I like to embarrass my wife. I'm sorry.为什么这样？
Now how come?
大家知道，因为离婚太容易，结婚太容易，再离婚也很容易。
It's because of this divorce is getting so easy to get divorced and remarried and divorced and remarried.
你不是说离婚要占养费吗？
So, well, if you want to get a divorce, then you need you want the alimony.
那你不是说你这个男人离婚要付很多占养费吗？
And so the man will have to pay a lot of alimony.
那没关系，你娶个有很多赡养费的女人就好了嘛。
It doesn't matter as long as you married a woman who will receive a lot of alimony.
那不是都平衡了吗？
So it all even out.
这家的赡养费我能赚来赚去又赚回来，不是一样吗？
So the money just not going back and forth, and that's all even out.
但是弟兄姊妹们，虽然现在社会这样开放，能够接纳这样的家庭。
Although today this is already an existing situation.
但是在家庭里面的管教却是大的问题。
But the discipline in a family is a big problem.
很难管教儿女。
It's very, very hard to discipline children.
因为你不愿意他觉得你是一个后父虐待前夫所生的儿子。
Because you really don't want them to know this is a stepfather, you know, abusing the kids.
生生的父亲因为离开了他的儿女，心里觉得很罪恶感。
And the biological father, because of leaving the children and feeling very guilty.
So
whenever they saw the kids, instead of a discipline, it's just bribery and give money and give everything. He thinks that by this way, he's providing.
By giving,
he's providing.
事实上他是忽略了管教的责任。
Actually, he's neglecting the responsibility of discipline.
我想去现在的孩子们很多这样可怜的光景。
So a lot of kids today are like that.
他们不知道应当什么地方是他们的限制。
And a lot of times they don't know the limits.
他们也没有晚上几点钟回来的规定。
And there's no curfew whatsoever.
他们也没有功课达到什么标准的要求。
And there's nobody put any kind of a pressure on how good a grade they are supposed to get.
所以等到他们长大一点以后，就觉得完全。 不能享受家庭的温暖。
So when they grow up, they feel like they just cannot really enjoy the warmth in the family.
家里面不过是一个旅馆一样。
And the house is but a hotel.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的情形实在是对于儿女们一个大的妨碍。
Now this is a greatly unfair to the kids.
我们所学习正路怎么学的呢
？Now how should we learn the right way?
而是因为走了错路才走回到正路上去。
And especially after all the mistakes.
所以需要有人管。
We need to be disciplined.
我们需要有人告诉我们什么时候错了。
We need to have someone to tell us when we're wrong.
而这个管教者是父亲的责任。
And this chastiser should be the father.
圣经里说，我们都如羊走迷了路。
And the Bible says that we are all like sheep that stray.
彼得告诉我们说，现在却回到灵魂牧人的监督了。
And but Peter says that right now we're coming back to the fold of our
overseer of our soul. 所以弟兄姊妹们，神要做我们的牧人。
So God wants to be our shepherd.
在家里面，父亲也应当负责牧人的责任。
And in the family, the father should be the shepherd.
带领他的儿女走正路。
To lead the children to walk on the right way.
那些没有这样机会的人，也不是说他就不能够有好的教养。
It doesn't mean that those who does not have this privilege will not grow up right.
那就是说，他的母亲要负责双重的责任，母带父职。
It seems that the mother should have to take up the dual responsibility.
如果他的父母双亡，那他就是非常辛苦。
Then if you have neither, then it's going to be very tough.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们人所明白的事情。
Now this is something that we can understand from the human level.
神要我们做父亲的人，做所有的管教者。
And the God want all the fathers to be the one who discipline.
但是管教又跟管教不一样。
But there's discipline and then there's discipline.
所以圣经里有平衡的话，说你们做父亲的不可以惹儿女的气。
So there's another place in the Bible to balance this. It says that those of you to be parents, you're not supposed to provoke your kids.
不是说我为了试试看我的儿女是不是顺服，没事也叫他来一来，来来来，他来了，什么事？没有事，走走走。
And you don't try to demonstrate your authority in the family and just to treat your kids like dirt.
你不是要建立你的威信，所以你可以乱发脾气。
You're not trying to just establish your authority by blow off your top.
弟兄姊妹们，所以你知道跟刚才我们讲，神要先在我们身上做榜样，有很大的关系。
So this is very important what we said before that the God has to work in us first.
当我们接受了父神给我们的管教，
when we receive
我们就能够照样去管教我们的儿女。
When we receive the discipline, after we receive the discipline from our father, and then we know how to discipline our kids.
一个好的父亲知道什么时候需要对儿女说话。
And a good father knows when to speak to your children.
什么时候不说话。
When to keep quiet.
你看雅各有一段时间不说话。
You see, Jacob at one time does not speak at all.
他的女儿受了人这么大的侮辱的时候，他没有讲话。
His daughter received such a shame, and he didn't say a word.
当他的两个儿子利未和西面回来之后，他才和他们说。
And after Levi and Simeon come back, then he starts to speak.
可惜这件事情发展不是我们所愿意看见的。
But then the outcome is so tragic.
利未和西面他就趁怒杀害人命，把那些世间的人都杀了。
Because Levi and Simeon wanted to revenge, so he killed the whole city.
而且他们的方法是用诡诈的方法。
And by trickery.
先告诉那里的人说，我们愿意把女儿嫁给你们，你们一定要受割礼，我们就一样的人民。
He tricked the city of saying that, oh, we're willing to marry our daughters to you, but first of all, you have to do something.
Circumcision.
You have to be circumcised.
等到他们这些男丁都在疼痛的时候，利未和西面就用刀杀了他们。
So after when the man in that city was all in pain, then they went in and kill everyone.
雅各怎么办？
And so after this incident, what did Jacob do?
雅各说：“你们使我在这些人中间有了臭名啊。”
And then Jacob said that you have this bad name in this land.
所以他说我们在这里不能存身，我们必须走。
Now we can't stay here anymore. We have to leave.
但弟兄姊妹，雅各的管教没有到这里停止。
But the discipline of Jacob did not just stop right there.
以后他在留遗言的时候
，Later on when he gave his last words，
他为他的儿女祝福的儿子们祝福的时候
，When he's giving blessings to all the sons，
就把这件事情再提出来。
He mentioned this thing again.
他说利未和西面趁怒杀害人命。
He said, Levi and Simeon, when they kill in their anger.
所以他们不能做长子。
So they can no longer receive the blessing as the firstborn.
并且他们要分散在他们弟兄中间。
And then they shall be scattered among his brothers.
他们趁怒杀害人命。
Because they kill in anger.
弟兄姊妹们，神要父亲做一个公平的管教者。
You see, the Lord wants the father to be fair, to discipline the children fairly. And we need lots of wisdom. I believe we can't speak enough for this.
而是我们生命的经验如何在主的面前越来越明白神要我们做怎样的父亲，我们才会懂得对于儿女的教育。
But rather we have to pursue it in front of the Lord and pursue the Lord, so gradually we will receive this kind of wisdom as to be how to be a good father.
从前有人说管教是什么意思？管教就是管制的教育。
And some people say that the discipline is actually is the education of
管制，中文管制，英文没法翻的。
Education of control.
管教是一种教育。
And actually,
it's
discipline itself is an education.
我们都有教这个数学，教英文，教这个化科学，教社会学，教历史，教等等等等，教这些东西。
Now we know all these education that through education we learn math, we learn science and everything.
但是我们在这些事情上面需要基本的有一种管教 discipline.
But the education.
为什么学生要做功课
？Now why does why do we have to have homework?
为什么学校要考试
？Now why do we have to take tests?
不是说要叫老师知道你考了100分。
It's not so that you can tell your teacher that you're good enough to get 100 points.
是叫你在考试的过程中间你受了教育。
Rather, in preparing for the test, that you will learn. You will have the discipline and you will learn.
许多的人受完教育后这个人完全没有管制。
A lot of people after the education have no control at all.
因为他觉得每件事情都太容易天才的人不太有管制。
Because everything has come so easily, so those geniuses is pretty much out of control.
他们就不懂得什么需要管制。
And they don't understand of the discipline at all.
因为他们太聪明了，什么事情都可以 ，everything they got away, get by with it. 每件事情都可以过关。
Because they can just get by easily.
但是应当我们学会什么地方需要管制。
But we have to learn that in a certain aspect we need the discipline.
这就是教育的价值。
Now that is the value of this kind of education.
所以作为一个好的父亲，应当是个好的教育家。
So to be a good father, you have to be a good
educator.
也
许你教的人不多，一两个儿女。
Maybe you only teach one or two.
最后一件事情我要提的。
And lastly, I want to mention.
除了管教之外
，besides discipline,
父亲也应当是一个奖励者。
And the father should be a rewarder.
请我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's read the Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrew chapter 11.
第六节
Verse 6
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
And without faith it is impossible to please him For he who comes to God must believe that he is And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him
所以弟兄姊妹们儿女从父亲那里得的奖赏是应当的
So it is So the children should receive reward from the father.
前两天我在办公室里坐着。
A few days ago when I was in the office.
我们的同工徐弟兄说很开心很得意。
And our coworker brother Xu was very happy.
因为他的女儿在上海会考市会考全是第一每样都拿 A.
Because his daughter got the first place in all the subjects in the big test in Shanghai city, the whole citywide test.
我知道徐立雄很想念他的女儿。
I know he really misses his daughter.
因为这么多年没见面了。
Because for so many years.
只能靠着书信来往。
And they can only communicate through letters.
这个孩子是也是高中毕业了。
And today, this she also graduated, will be graduating this year.
所以不是一个小小孩。
So she's not a little girl.
但是信里面他说，爸爸，我考试考这么好，你给我什么奖品呢？
But in the letter, she said, "Well, I get such a good grade. What reward are you going to give me?"
我想我们徐弟兄要打破操了。
And I believe that our brother is gonna spend a lot of money.
但弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？儿女向父亲要求赏赐是一个自然的现象。
You see, it's very natural for children to ask reward from the father.
所以，一个好的父亲不仅他要管教，他也会奖赏。
So a good father, not only he knows how to discipline, and also he knows when to give reward.
对不起，今天对于所有这个毕业孩子们、高中毕业孩子们的父亲，很对不起你们，因为你们大概回去孩子都会跟你要奖赏的哈。
So for all those fathers who have their kids graduating this year, when they go home, they should ask reward from you.
我的女儿已经把存折亮出来给我看了。
My daughter already showed me his bank account book.
但弟兄姊妹们，奖赏也是神愿意给人的。
But you see, reward is something that God is very, very pleased to give.
今天我们所讲这几点，神自己就是最好的父亲。
You see, God Himself is the best father.
因为神不仅是一切供应的源头。
Not only He is the provider of all things.
他更是完全的榜样。
And He is the perfect role model.
他又是管教。
And then He disciplines.
又因着慈爱有他的奖赏。
Then because of his grace that he rewards.
弟兄姊妹，在这些最简单的原则里面，我们看见神把他的生命性情放在父亲的身上。
So in this very very simple way that God put his own character in fathers.
当你懂得认识神的时候，你是更好的父亲。
So if you know God better, you can become a better father.
当你在做父亲的经验里面通过的时候，你就更欣赏神。
And so as when you experience to be a father, then you will be able to appreciate God even more.
弟兄姊妹们，我但愿每一个弟兄姊妹们都明白，我们是按着神的形象造的。
I wish that every one of you know that we were made according to His image.
今天我们也被称作父亲。
And today we're called father.
因为神是我们的父亲。
Because God is our father.
主神不仅他创造了万有，更供应了救恩。
Not only He created all things, He also provided salvation.
耶稣基督为我们成全了救恩。
And Jesus fulfilled this salvation for us.
耶稣又告诉我们说，凡相信耶稣基督的人，神把永生赐给他。
And He said that for those of you who believe in Jesus, God will give him the eternal life.
并且我们信主的人，神叫我们经历在基督耶稣里面一切都预备了。
And then for all those who believe in Him, everything was prepared, was provided in Jesus.
因为神爱他的儿子。
Because God loved His Son.
一切神本性的丰富，圣经里面告诉我们，哥罗西说都有形有体的藏在基督耶稣里面。
Because all things was gathered and in all riches was gathered and in Jesus.
In the person of Jesus.
In the person of Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们得了基督，真的是得了一切。
So if you have Jesus, you have everything.
弟兄姊妹，怎么样去得法？
Now how do we get Jesus?
当你得了耶稣基督之后。
Afterwards,
你看父怎样爱他的儿子。
You realize how much God loved his own son.
你看父怎样把一切的权柄都给他。
How God gave the son all powers,
一切的慈爱，
all grace,
一切都在耶稣基督里。
And everything, all glory is in Jesus.
应时的需要，我们到他的面前都可以得到。
And all the timely help that we can receive when we come before Him.
神自己更是完全的榜样。
And then God Himself is a perfect.Example.
那一个榜样叫人看见父是何等的完全。
Because that we can see God as the perfect father.
他也因此来要求他的儿女，你们要完全像你们的父完全一样。
So that he called us, he said that you shall be perfect, just like my father is perfect.
然后你看神是怎样一个管教者。
And then God is the one who disciplines.
他手中有审判的权柄。
In his hand is the power of judgment.
他的公义和要求，他的圣洁绝对不能被冒犯。
And his righteousness, his just will never be abused.
圣经上说，慈爱的人，神以慈爱对待他。
Those in the Bible says, those who are merciful, the Lord will treat them mercifully.
会乖僻的人，神以弯曲对待他。
Those who are wicked, the Lord will treat them with crookedness.
神照着每一个人的情形所应当得的来对待他。
And the Lord will treat everyone according to what they deserve.
因为神要给每一个人个别的管教。
Because God will discipline each one and each one of us individually.
但是管教之后，我们所受的祝福太大了。
But then after the discipline, the blessing we're going to receive is so great.
圣经里面说，管教的时候，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
That's why the Bible says that during the discipline that it would take no joy.
但是后来却为那些经验过的人结出平安的果子来，就是神的公义。
But then afterwards, you shall have this fruit of righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神一定要用公义来管教他的儿女。
So the Lord will judge and discipline his children with his righteousness.
但是神也要奖赏那些爱他、跟随他、认他为父亲的人。
But God will also reward those who love him, obey him.
那一天，谢姊妹跟我讲，她听过一篇信息，讲了浪子回头。
And just the other day, Sister Xie mentioned to me that that he heard a sermon on prodigal sons.
父亲等待他的儿子回家,
the father was waiting for the son to return with such a tender, loving care.
当他回家之后，不仅是连连亲嘴，完全的赦免。
After the son comes back, not only was he was really greeted with kisses and with hugs.
把戒指、把袍子、把鞋子都穿在他的身上。
He put a robe around a robe on him, and with the rings on his finger.
又把肥牛肚宰了，为他大摆宴席。
And the fattened calf was killed, and then there's a great feast that was provided.
家中有欢喜快乐的声音。
And the whole family was rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个人回到神的家，神就是这样的欢迎我们。并且大大的奖赏。
You see, if we should come back to our Father's house like that, the Lord will be so rejoiced, and we shall heavily reward us.
当一个儿女和父亲的关系正常的时候
，When the relationship between this a child and the father is normal,
是父亲的心最快乐的时候。
And that's the time when the father was the most pleased.
今天是父亲节。
Today is the Father's Day.
我心里面。觉得是一个很有纪念价值的日子。
Today I really feel this is a special day for me.
我也想到我们在我们教会中间有一些很好的榜样。
And I also want to mention some very good examples in our church.
今天早晨有一位老弟兄，我心里面实在觉得应当配得所有神儿女的尊重。
This morning, especially an elder brother, I believe that really worth our respect and the mention.
他不仅侍奉主
，Not only he served the Lord，
他的女儿也是侍奉主。
His daughter served the Lord。
有一位嫁给教会中间负责的弟兄。
One of the daughters married to a brother who is a responsible brother in a certain church。
有一位女儿嫁给教会中间传道人。
Another daughter married a pastor。
他的儿子也侍奉主。
And his son also served the Lord。
若是他为他的儿女定下价值的标准
，If he ever set out a value system for his children，
我想他的儿女从他的身上所看见的榜样是真的。
And I believe the example that their children observe in their father is true。
我心里面实在敬重像这样的弟兄。
And in my heart, I really respect people like that。
也许我应该准备一份奖赏跟礼物给弟兄。
Maybe I should have a gift prepared。
但是因为今天早晨，我越想越觉得应该这样做，没有时间跟我们弟兄姊妹商量。
But this comes as a special thing. This is just a special thing this morning, so I did not.
但是无论如何，我带着最大的敬意。
But nevertheless, with greatest respect.
今天早晨，我请求弟兄姊妹们给我们陈晨基老牧师最温暖的欢迎。
This morning, I want you to recognize our Pastor Chen.
陈牧师，上来讲几句好吗？加拉太书第五章，陈老弟兄上来好不好？最后要再讲几句话。
And lastly,
刚才我所说的话都是对父亲讲的。
All those I just said before are toward the fathers.
不是要叫儿女们拿这个尺度来衡量父亲。
It's not for all those children to measure their father with this.
昨天我带我的女儿去参加一个驾驶学校，因为她16岁多了，要学开车。
Yesterday, I took my daughter to a driving school.
你知道现在美国新的规定，父亲不可以教孩子开车，要教学校教的。
There's a new rule that the father they won't let the father teach the kids to drive.
不仅要花钱，还要看看儿女的脸色哈。
Not only you have to pay to the for the school to teach the kids to to drive.
这里我去完交完钱以后，我倒也心里很开心，因为这个老师讲了一句很中听的话。
After I paid the money, I was kind of happy because the person there said something.
好，这个老师就对我的老二讲。
The driving teacher told my daughter.
啊，对他说什么呢？他说，头一个你要学要了解要有的头一条原则。
Now the very first thing you have to learn.
他说，你父亲的驾驶技术是不能评论的。
Is that you shall never judge how well your father
judge. No, your father's driving is not open for criticism.
Very good.
没有一位父亲 is open for criticism.
There's no father should be open for criticism.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，纵然我们许多的不完全，
although we're so imperfect,
但是我们有一位完全的父亲，
but we have a perfect father.
我们能够从他得到生命，
and we will receive life from him.
也能够从他得到拯救，
and we receive salvation.
并且得到一切的供应，
and we receive all provisions.
在我们有错误的时候，你管教我们，
and when we are in wrong, that you discipline us.
在我们讨你喜悦的时候，你的慈爱降临在我们身上。
When we please you, that you are your grace.Your gracefulness will just reward us.
我们借此学会你的道路。
Through this, we learn your way.
借此我们也学会怎样爱你。
Through this, we learn how to love you.
我们也能够怎样爱我们的儿女。
And in the same way, we know how to love our children.
主，今天早晨这个父亲节。
This morning is this Father's Day.
我们求你把父亲的心放在每一位我们神儿女的身上。
And we pray that you will give this the heart of a father to all the children of God.
叫我们饱尝你的慈爱。
So that we will the taste of your goodness and sweet goodness.
若有人还没有明白父亲怎样爱他。
If anybody here did not really understand how Father would love him,
今天早晨我求你的圣灵呼召他。
This morning I would pray that the Holy Spirit will call on him.
好像让他好像浪子回头回到父的家中。
Just like the prodigal son that will come back and come to the house of the father.
享受你一切丰富的供应。
To enjoy all your richness and provision.
在你有赦罪之恩。
In you there's redeeming power.
我们把赞美敬拜归给你。
We praise you and we thank you.
你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
你带领我们。
And you lead us.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.